News release. ASPIRING Georgian Bay Geopark. The Royal Canadian Geographical Society and National Geographic have awarded a Trebek Initiative grant to the Georgian Bay Geopark project. The grant, totaling $67,000, will support unique research based on two-eyed seeing, using litter to document and illustrate 11,000 years of environmental and cultural history in Georgian Bay, resulting in the first geocultural atlas of Georgian Bay. The project is led by Dr. Kirsten Kennedy, Dr. Nick Isles, University of Toronto, in collaboration with Jamie Hunter, Jack Conton and Peter Stork. The Trebek Initiative, building on their individual legacies, and a shared history of excellence in storytelling, exploration and education, the National Geographic Society and the Royal Canadian Geographical Society have reinvigorated their long-standing collaborative efforts to create this initiative. The Trebek Initiative funds storytellers, educators, conservationists and researchers whose projects aim to preserve Canadian and Indigenous land, wildlife, water, culture and history. The project Georgian Bay is a unique North American ecosystem now recognized as an aspiring UNESCO Global Geopark in acknowledgement of its diverse geology and landscapes. By virtue of its position along the edge of the Canadian Shield, it has been at a crossroad of cultures since people first visited the shores of then-glacial Lake Algonquin, 11,500 years ago. Thus began a long-lived interconnection between an evolving landscape and first ancestors that has persisted in the histories and traditions of the many Indigenous cultures that have called Aki and Georgian Bay home, like the Huron-Wendat, Council of Three Fires, Haudenosaunee, and most recently the Métis people. Embracing the principle of two-eyed seeing, to reconcile the Indigenous perspective from geomythology and history with state-of-the-art mapping technologies, Kirsten will map geocultural sites identified by local Indigenous and archaeological partners with light detection and ranging, litter, technology. Work completed to date shows that litter imagery reveals hitherto unseen details of a site's physical setting in a highly visual and accessible format. The results will inform planning of the UNESCO Geopark and associated educational and conservation activities. As a final educational product, litter images, geomythology, and maps will be curated into a large format physical and digital atlas of geocultural sites around Georgian Bay.